Call Labor and Commerce to order. It is Tuesday, February 23rd, the Bronze Medal Day, as I remember. And it is 1:31. Senator Seekin, Senator Ben Stevens, myself, Bundy, are here. Senator Ellis will be delayed. Senator Davis will not be here. Senator Seekins will excuse you to go
introduce
your bill next door. We have two bills on our agenda today, Senate Bill 289, the insurance bill, and Senate Bill 298, the trust challenges and claims and liabilities, Senator Seekins' bill, and we will get to his bill when he gets back. In the interim, I'd like to begin with the insurance bill, and as usual, our policy will spend some time discussing the bill, and if we get a quorum, we will talk about passing it. So, Ms. Hall. You certainly may.
She knows much more about this bill than I.
Well, we're only going to, I think, talk about the amendment that was crafted.
And I didn't plan to go through the whole bill again.
Well, just the title would take all the time we have.
You have the record so far.
I have the record?
And the title.
No, I did that last year.
I know you did. 2 years in a row.
Senator Stevens, we have an... I don't... We can't...
I'll introduce it for consideration and discussion.
Yeah, and then when we get Seekins back here, we can vote on it. If you would move that we discuss amendment number one that's in your packet.
I would.
All right.
Put the amendment number one on the table for discussion purposes at this time.
All right. Thank you. And we will label that amendment number one. And it addresses pages 12 and 13. And it is in reference to religious non-medical providers. And Ms. Hall, would you like to address this amendment?
Yes, I would. And I will only address it to introduce. I'm Linda Hall, Director of the Division of Insurance. Katie Campbell, who is the Life and Health Actuary with the Division of Insurance, has worked with one of the individuals who testified last week to reach a consensus as to how to best handle the issue that was brought before the committee. And this amendment does that, and I would ask Katie to speak to that.
Katie, welcome. For the record, please.
Katie Campbell, I'm the Life and Health Actuary with the Division of Insurance. The issue that was raised was with respect to the change from health care services to medical care services, and then using the term medical care with a religious non-medical provider. And so it was really a terminology issue. And after some discussion with Bev Smith, who testified on the bill, we came up with what we think is a very easy solution, and we removed the offending term medical in AS 2107080, and then added the definition of medical care to the definitions in 07, because that's the term that's used throughout that chapter. And then we clarified the definition of religious non-medical provider and removed the term medical care from there as well.
The idea is just to kind of prevent a double negative sort of thing, a non-medical medical care.
Exactly.
All right. Thank you. We will stand at recess for a few minutes till I get the rest of my quorum back, and then we can take action. On the record, we have before us Amendment Number 1. It addresses the definition of religious non-medical providers. It was a concern we had the last time we heard this bill. And Senator Seekins.
Senator, Chairman, Mr. Chairman, I move Amendment Number 1.
We've had the motion. We just need to know if there's any objection.
No objection.
Okay, we've adopted Amendment Number 1. And now we might take a motion on Senate Bill 289 as amended.
Mr. Chairman, I'd move Senate Bill Number 289 as amended from committee with individual recommendations and attached fiscal notes.
Jane.
Senator Stevens?
Yes.
Senator Seekins?
Yes.
Senator Bundy?
Yes. And don't darken my doorstep again.
Yes, sir.
That brings.
You've got another bill.
Are you with us?
Almost. I'm almost done.
It's your bill. We can adjourn now because it's your bill.
30 seconds. I'm almost done. Sorry about that. 30 seconds.
Wait a minute.
We'll stand at ease. Yeah, thank you.
On the record, I just want to let the people at the that are on teleconference at the LIOs and Fairbanks and OffNet that we're waiting for one of our members who is doing double duty. He has a bill in another committee just across the hall and is the sponsor of this bill we're about to address. So until he's able to finish his business there, which hopefully will just be a couple of minutes, we'll have to stand at ease. Thank you. We're back on the record. We have before us now Senate Bill 298, and it's Senator Seekins' bill. And Senator Seekins. And while you were gone, we passed a new constitutional amendment putting Seekins on a bill diet. You're only allowed,
bill diet.
You're only allowed one a week now.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you. You don't know how relieved I am. Staff is relentless. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is a very simple bill. How's that sound?
Well, there's a full hour's testimony.
Senate Bill 298 revises Title 13 and 34 pertaining to administration of trust assets. And I think this is about the third trust bill, second or third. I think it's the third one that I've introduced in the last 4 years. And it comes from request from those people who are at the cutting edge of keeping our trust laws in the state of Alaska in a very attractive manner to be able to attract trust money into the state of Alaska and to do it in a manner that also protects the assets themselves. So what it does, the updates that are incorporated now into Title 13 include the addition of clarifying language relating to the various powers conferred upon the trustee, and the two trustee reporting requirements, and three claims made against trust assets. Updates integrated into Title 34 include language that pertains to the exemption from transfer provisions for certain IRA trust assets, technical corrections made to AS 3440-110B, and three, the handling of trust assets in cases of divorce and dissolution. Since 1997, the Alaska State Legislature has consistently worked to update and improve the laws regarding the use and administration of trusts. As a result, Alaska is now considered one of the premier trust jurisdictions in the country, but it's a very competitive environment. In fact, at least seven other states, Delaware, Missouri, Nevada, Oklahoma, Rhode Island, South Dakota and Utah have enacted legislation similar to our own. The updates proposed in this bill are in keeping with revisions made to Alaska's trust laws in 1997 and 2003. They're intended to preserve Alaska's leading position within the universe of trust products and services offered nationwide. Our laws encourage Alaskans to keep their trust assets here in the state, and moreover, capital is attracted to Alaska from all over the country, creating greater job and investment opportunities for residents of our state.
Senate Bill 298 clarifies prior trust legislation, makes the administration of trusts in Alaska more efficient and cost-effective, and will keep Alaska as the jurisdiction of choice for trust administration. Mr. Chairman, I have a number of experts here to testify and be able to answer any questions you have on this legislation.
All right. Well, thank you. Let's go to the testimony. They have been patient.
Yes.
Doug, would you like to begin? If you'd identify yourself for the record and your affiliation.
My name is Douglas Blotmacher, and I'm president of Alaska Trust Company.
And comments that you'd like to make on this bill?
Well, I think that the summary Senator Seekins gave was very good for wanting to keep our trust laws on the leading edge and make them competitive with other trusts, and we basically support this bill.
All right. Questions for Mr. Blotmacher? Seeing none, thank you very much.
Thank you.
For being with us. Mr. Thwaites.
Chairman and Senators, thank you very much. I am Richard Thwaites. I am a private practicing attorney. I'm also chairman of the board of the Alaska Trust Company. My activities for the trust company are kind of limited, mainly in attendance at the quarterly board members or quarterly board meetings. Most of the other work I do is as a private practitioner, and in that capacity, I use the laws that we have developed here in Alaska for quite a long time for my clients, although most of my clients don't use the services of the Alaska Trust Company. They're kind of your basic Alaskans that have everyday estate planning needs, and through the work that the legislature has done, I think we've done a great service to them in making these services more easily attainable and very beneficial to their individual needs. And I would be happy to entertain any questions you might have regarding that aspect as opposed to the trust company itself.
I see no questions. Thank you.
Thank you.
And Beth Chapman? Welcome.
Thank you. My name is Beth Chapman. I'm an attorney in private practice here in Juneau with the law firm of Faulkner Banfield. And like Mr. Thwaites, I work with individual Alaskans in planning their estates. And this bill continues to improve our laws to allow us to assist our clients to meet their estate planning goals, particularly to respond to changed circumstances in their families. And so I thank you for continuing to work to improve the trust laws because it has benefited our clients immensely. Thank you, and I have been willing to answer any questions.
And are you aware of any opposition to this legislation?
I'm not aware of any opposition.
Okay, thank you. Other questions? Seeing none, thank you. Let's go off net to Steve Greer.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, my name is Steve Greer, and I'm a private practitioner in Anchorage, Alaska. And this bill is an important technical bill. It helps improve our trust laws, and I am not connected with the Alaska Trust Company, but this is an important bill and would urge its passage.
Thank you. And I see no questions. Jonathan Blotmacher?
Yes, sir. This is Jonathan Blotmacher. I'm a member of the Alaska Bar, although I practice primarily in New York City. And I think this bill is a very good bill, and I believe it will help keep Alaska competitive. In fact, this morning I got a call from an attorney friend of mine from New Hampshire who said he was before the New Hampshire legislature because they want to join the ranks of the seven other states which have tried to do copycat legislation of the Alaska Trust provisions. So one good thing is that there's some safety in number, but this bill is going to keep us ahead of everyone else and mean that we'll continue to draw business to Alaska before people turn to other states.
All right, thank you, and I see no questions. I'm continuing off net, David Shaftel.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. My name is Dave Shaftel.
Excuse me, could you just get a little closer to the mic?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, I've got you fine now.
Sorry. I'm a member of this informal group of estate and trust attorneys who practice in Anchorage and Juneau and also Fairbanks, who have worked with the legislature over, since 1997, I guess it is, to improve our trust in the state legislation. And the legislature has been very supportive in all of its committees in both introducing legislation and improving all of our statutes. My clients have benefited, and they come in a variety of walks of life, and they've benefited greatly from our really superior estate and trust laws. I've participated in drafting some of these provisions. Some of them are technical corrections. Some of them improve the procedures that we have for trusts in comparison to estates, and make the administration of trusts a lot more efficient in Alaska. So thank you for the opportunity to testify, and remain available for any questions I can respond to.
Yeah, thank you. And I see no questions. At the Fairbanks LIO, Rich Pompish, is it?
Yes, Mr. Chairman.
Identify yourself for the record, please, and go ahead.
Yes, I'm an attorney in Fairbanks. My firm, name of my firm is Hompish & Evans, and I'm a trust and estate attorney in Fairbanks, and I represent primarily individuals in Fairbanks, although I think all of us in Alaska are increasingly getting more phone calls from people outside of Alaska because the legislature has done such a good job in putting Alaska on the map in the trust industry with this legislation. I agree with the testimony that's been given so far. I'd like to thank you for this opportunity to support this bill and testify. And it doesn't sound like there are any questions. I know of no opposition to the bill.
All right. Thank you very much. Is there anyone else who'd like to testify on Senate Bill 298? Seeing none, we'll close public testimony. Senator Seekins, are you aware of any opposition to the bill?
I have heard no opposition whatsoever, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. And I recall, maybe it's a Fairbanks connection, I believe it was former Representative Alvizi who introduced this original trust bill, and remember being convinced by him that this was a good thing, and it's nice to know that the legislature actually does do something that has legs that will last and has been a success. Knowing of no opposition, then, the chair would entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd move Senate Bill 298 from committee with individual recommendations attached to zero fiscal note.
Jane?
Evan?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. And again, with our apologies to because of the demands on Senator Seekins. We will, on Thursday, meet again. Next Tuesday we'll meet again. And I think we will begin addressing SB 306, it's an unemployment insurance contribution rate bill. If we have enough background, we'll begin on that. So if there's nothing more to come before the committee, with thanks to all who have participated, at 2:15, we'll stand adjourned.